Oh, 欢迎，欢迎。Is it for me?
where we're asked to deal with situations as Christians where we have to take a stand and stand up against the popular thing to do. We have to fit with what we believe that we should be, what we're commanded to do. Think about that and think about the times and the opportunities that come to us to make a stand. We are
Thank you. He thinks that all the prisoners escaped, and he's about to take his life because His delivery job begs him to tell him what to do each day. In verse 31, Paul tells John to believe on the Lord Jesus Christ and his household will be healed. Next step to being converted is repentance. In Acts 2, verse 38, Peter said, repent and let every one of you be baptized in the name of Jesus Christ for the remission of sins, and you shall receive the gift of the Holy Spirit. Peter does not hold back, but plainly tells the Jews that they have killed the Christ. The Jews are cut to the heart, and they also ask Peter what to do today. Peter tells them to repent and also to be baptized. Third step, be converted. In Romans 10, verse 9. But what does it say? The word of you in your mouth and in your heart, that is the word of faith that you preach. Test with your mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in your heart that God has raised him from the dead. Paul states that if you confess the Lord Jesus and believe in your heart, you can be saved. Even though you confess Jesus, this is not the final step that you believe. The final step to conversion is baptism. Acts chapter 8. 26 through 34. Now an angel of the Lord spoke to Philip, saying, arise and go toward the south, along the road which goes down from Jerusalem to Gaza. This is the desert. So he arose and went, and behold, the man of Ethiopia, the eunuch of great authority under the hands of the queen of Ethiopians, who had charge over all her treasures and had come to Jerusalem to worship, was returning and sitting in his chair. He was reading Isaiah the prophet. Spirit said to Philip, go near and overtake the chariot. So Philip ran to him and heard him reading the prophet Isaiah, and said, you understand what you are reading? He said, how can I unless someone guides me? And he asked Philip to come and sit with him. Placing the scripture which he read, he said, you are led as a lamb to the slaughter, and as a led as a sheep to the slaughter, and as a lamb before its shearer is silent. So he opened not his mouth. In his humiliation, his justice was taken away, and who will declare his generation? For his life is taken from the earth. Then he answered Philip and said, I ask you, of whom is the prophet to say this, or himself or some other man? Philip opened his mouth, didn't have this scripture preached. Now as they went down the road, they came to some water, and the eunuch said, see, here's water, and here's going to be about. Philip said, he answered and said, I believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of God. He made a good confession. He said that he believed that Jesus Christ is the Son of God. But he didn't stop there. He acted on his belief and was baptized. You must believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of God, confess that belief, and then be baptized to be saved. Now that you've heard the steps of conversion, what are you going to do? You're going to keep waiting, not knowing if you have tomorrow or even the next 5 minutes. You do not know how often someone becomes minute. And 4 verse 14 tells us that a life of favor that appears for a little while and vanishes away. Why not decide that tonight you are going to respond to the gospel and all the steps of conversion? That way